Welcome to Shom Machshov and the Daf Shir sponsor Louis Nishmas Haram Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makos Daf Dalet. The Mishnah in the Mudalav says that if you have Eidim that are made on someone who's chay of Matayim Zuz, so Rameir's Shita is they get Malkus and they pay. Why? Shaloi Hashem HaMeviel Ne Makos Meviel Ne Tashlumim. The Pasuk that is mechay of them in Makos is not the same Pasuk that's mechay of them in Tashlumim in money. The Mishnah calls the Pasuk Hashem. Lo Hashem HaMeviel Ne Makos. What's shot in this Lashon Lo Hashem? What does it do with the name? The Pasuk. It's not the same Pasuk. Why are you calling the Pasuk the name? So Reuven Margolios and his Sefer Shari Zoya in the first piece of Maseches Makos sends us to Chazal and Sefer HaZoya Pashas Yisroi Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The dear Chazal say that every word in the Torah is kolul in the Shema Kadisha, the Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why a person needs to be careful not to do any sheker against the Torah, because every word in the Torah is another part of the Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the words in the Torah, every word in the Torah connects the name of Hashem. And Reuven Margolios is there in the Tzoyt Zoyar, sends a few Maramekoimis. One is the Gemara in Brochas Daf Chovalev that says, how do you know you have to do a bracha before learning Torah? How do you know because of Torah? When I say the name of Hashem, you you'll do a bracha. Why the name of Hashem is limud Torah? Says the Marshon Chidush HaGodos over there. Keshani koyreva Torah she kulo shmois shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol Torah b'siyosei shmois of shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is the names of Hashem. And this is reference to the Ramban and the Hagdama to the Torah. And the Ramban there goes to explain. He says, Kol Torah kulo shmoyis shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And why is that so? Is that if you're going to come and rearrange the letters of the Torah, and you're not going to have the spaces that we have, but different spaces, so you'll have every word will be another name of Hashem. And that's what it means, he says, that the Torah, the Chazal say Torah was written Eish Choyro Gabay Eish Levono, black letters on white letters. It means it was written like the name of Hashem. That's what the Torah was, it appeared in Shammai. And he says, as the Messiah's Baal Peh, the Moshe Rabbeinu got, how to divide the Torah based on the name of Hashem. And another Maor Mokum brings over Reuven Margolios is the Shiboli Eleket Ois Ches. Says, why do we say Kaddish after we say Psukim? Because in Kol Teva Voish Bater Shein Shem Amifoyrish Yoitze Mehem. Mashein Anu Yoitim. Kach Nagu LeKaddish. When you learn Torah, when you say Psukim, you're saying Shem Amifoyrish. So you have to say Kaddish. He's God of His Kaddish. Shmei Rabo. The name of Hashem. So although there seems to be a little difference between the Zoya and maybe in Shibulei Aleket and the Ramban, because the Zoya and Shibulei Aleket sounds, they're saying that every word of the Torah connects to Shem HaMefoyrish. While the Ramban says, Kol HaTorah Shmois HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Emes is not a Kusha because we know that Kol Shmois of all the names of Hashem, all stem, all come from Shem HaMefoyrish. So really it means the same thing. Although Kol Ponim, every Pasuk and word in the Torah belong to Shem Hashem. Says Reuven Margolios, that's the pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo, Hashem HaMevir. We talk about a Pasuk, but we call it Hashem. Why? Because a Pasuk is Shem Hashem. So I could call a Pasuk the Shem Hashem too. We call it Lo, Hashem HaMevir because it's the Shem is the name of Hashem. So we're saying the name of Hashem this appears in this Pasuk is not what reveals to us the din that we have in a different Pasuk, which is another name of Hashem. That's what it's called, Loi Hashem. From Nifloim Ad Lemoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.